From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Missouri's Attorney General is taking on one of the nation's leading tech companies. KCOR's Brian Ellison reports that Josh Hawley is investigating Google's business practices.
Attorney General Josh Hawley suggests in a statement the company may be violating Missouri's consumer protection and antitrust laws. A subpoena seeks documents showing how Google gathers and uses consumer information, including credit card transactions and online inquiries, as well as material obtained from competitors' websites. Hawley, a Republican challenging Senator Claire McCaskill in next year's elections, wrote in a series of tweets that, quote, "Someone has to be on the side of the little guy. Someone has to stand up to these tech giants. My office will lead the charge." A Google spokesman said the company hasn't yet received the subpoena, but it has strong privacy protections in place. I'm Brian Ellison.
Federal regulators are taking issue with the World Health Organization's suggestions on how to limit antibiotics given to livestock. Grant Gerlach of Harvest Public Media explains what the disagreement could mean for farm exports.
Giving fewer antibiotics to animals is thought to be a way to protect humans from drug-resistant diseases like salmonella. The United Nations Public Health Agency recently said farmers should only use antibiotics when cattle, hogs, and poultry are sick, not as a preventive measure. Federal policy still allows preventive antibiotic use, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration say the science doesn't support changing that. The WHO has no bearing on U.S. regulations, but Michigan State University law professor Neil Fortin says it can influence the International Food Code, which keeps countries from setting up tariffs under the guise of food safety.
Under the World Trade Organization, they're considered the minimum standard.
When the food code matches U.S. policy, it can help keep more doors open for exports. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
A Missouri State School Board member has raised concerns about efforts by Governor Eric Greitens to replace the state's top education official. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that board member Tim Sumners wants to delay a meeting during which his colleagues are expected to call for Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven's ouster. Greitens has been appointing new Board of Education members since he took office in January in an effort to replace Van Deven with his own education commissioner. His appointees, who include Sumners, gained a majority on the board last week. Firearm deer hunting season began this past weekend, and with it comes the concern of chronic wasting disease, a condition that spreads through deer-to-deer contact and is fatal to deer, with no possible treatment. Last weekend, deer harvested in 41 Missouri counties were subjected to mandatory sampling for the disease, a practice that Missouri Department of Conservation spokesperson Joe Jarek says is vital to Missouri wildlife.
If we don't find cases early and really limit the spread of this disease, it can go unchecked and over time really have a devastating impact on Missouri deer. And that will lead to a devastating impact on deer hunting in Missouri and wildlife watching.
The department is still offering free voluntary testing for deer harvested within the 41 counties. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.